I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A practice that farmers and ranchers have been using for centuries is getting renewed attention as Colorado becomes the second state to consider composting humans after death. Representative Brianna Titone and Senator Robert Rodriguez plan to introduce a bill in the next session to allow for natural organic reduction. The method, modeled after what's done on farms for livestock, is considered more environmentally sustainable. It was first introduced by Seattle-based designer Katrina Spade, who told a TED Talk audience how she designed a system based on the principles of livestock mortality composting that would take human beings and transform them into soil.
All we humans need to do is create the right environment for nature to do its job. It's like the opposite of antibacterial soap. Instead of fighting them, we welcome microbes and bacteria in with open arms. These tiny, amazing creatures break down molecules into smaller molecules and atoms, which are then incorporated into new molecules. In other words, that cow is transformed. It's no longer a cow. It's been cycled back into nature.
If approved, Colorado would be the second state to allow the process after Washington. There is no timeline on when it could start, but funeral homes could try a few vessels from a licensed business to see if people are interested in the option.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.